Welcome back to the Your Intentional Life podcast. Today, we are going to talk about why it's important for you to sound like yourself in your emails, why it's important for your emails to be personalized. And I know that this sounds a little bit basic, but we often get lost in the strategy and in the buzzwords of marketing, and we forget about the root of why things are important. So I really want to go back to basics and talk about why it's important that you really sound authentically like yourself when you're showing up in your customer's inbox. So that's what we're going to dig into today. Welcome to Your Intentional Life, the show for online course creators and coaches ready to live on their terms. I'm Brittany Bailey, and I'm here to help you get intentional about your marketing and mindset so you can do just that. So far, I've built a thriving six-figure business from the ground up and worked with some of the top internet marketing minds out there. But I'm not done yet, and I have a feeling you aren't either. So let's jump right in and get on with today's episode. Okay, before we go any further, I want to let you know that today's episode is sponsored by Writing Between the Lines, which is my masterclass happening live on August 13th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Writing Between the Lines is something that I developed after talking to countless entrepreneurs and after doing audits of countless thousands and thousands of emails. And what I noticed was a lot of these emails that were underperforming were just a few steps short of being a really good email. And it was because the entrepreneur had taken a swipe file or a template or just put something together and hit send on it. And they hadn't taken one step further because they weren't sure how to do that. And so Writing Between the Lines is the masterclass that shows you exactly what I do when I take those emails and audit them and what I do to make sure that they're actually going to get clicks, opens, and conversions on the other side. We're going to dig into the golden theater rule that will help you draw your stories out so you can get personal with your readers. We're going to talk about why that's important today. We're going to talk about the ultimate hook hack, which helps you grab your readers' attention right away so you can get more clicks, and the simple way to strike the perfect balance between engaging, entertaining, and to the point in your email copy. This is critical so you don't bury or lose the message. It's all happening on August 13th. You can find more information at brittanybailey.com/masterclass. Okay, today we're going to talk about why it's so important that you sound personal when you are showing up in your client's inbox. So we often hear that stories sell, and we hear that we have to sound like our brand in all of the content that we're putting out. We hear that we are supposed to sound authentic and genuine and tell our story and all these things. But sometimes we forget about why. Why is it important that we're showing up in that way? Why is it important that when your reader or your customer goes into their inbox and they scan through a sea of emails that they recognize your name and know what kind of content is going to be in that email? Why is that important? I want to take you back to something that we all learned at one point in our marketing world journey, and that is that people buy from people. This is something that is almost like a golden rule, but it's very quickly skimmed over. We fill it up with strategy and stories and all these things, but we forget that's why we're doing it. People buy from people. I want to invite you to think of the last time that you bought something, made an investment in your business that was substantial to you. The last time that you spent money in your business. I'm willing to bet that you knew who you were buying from. I'll use myself an example. So I just bought into Business by Design with James Wedmore. I didn't just buy into the program. I did the up-leveled version. And it was a decent amount of money, right? It was a premium amount of money. And I had little to no reservation doing that. It's not just because I've done a lot of mindset work around money. It's because I felt like I knew James. I felt like I knew what I was getting when I got into his program. I knew the way that he thought. I knew the strategies he was going to teach. I knew the way that he was going to come at the strategies that he was teaching, not even the strategies. I knew the way that he was going to approach things. I knew the way that his mind worked. And yes, I follow him on social media, but a lot of that was because of his emails. He was sending emails out all during the launch period, and he was going in depth with why he created this program, why he put what he put into it, how he felt about it, what he was doing during the launch. I was buying Business by Design because of the way that he was showing up. He was showing up in my inbox as a person, as a human that I could connect with and that I could engage with. And that was the turning point for me. That was the piece that I needed in order to confidently say, yes, I want to do this. Because I knew him. I felt like I knew him. This is why it's so important to authentically show up in your client's inbox. Now, let's think about it. If he had just used swipe files or templates, I would have been far less likely to feel like I knew him. If his emails were, hey, don't forget, Business by Design is closing on next Sunday. Don't forget, it includes all of these cool things. Don't forget, it is, you can get your money back in a year if he does have a really insane refund policy. You can get your money back in a year if it doesn't work for you, right? If he was just harping on the benefits of the product and not showing up as himself, and then also sometimes talking about the product, I would have been significantly less likely to buy that. I wouldn't have bought it, to be completely honest. I would not have bought it based on those emails because they weren't him. People buy into programs because of the people leading those programs. You as the course creator, as the coach, are what people are buying. They don't care if it's a membership or a course or a group coaching program or a combination or a mastermind, whatever it is, they don't care as much about that. They care about who you are. And these swipe files and these templates and these generic emails are talking about the benefits because that is the only way that a template can work. If you think about the mechanics of the copywriter who wrote that template, they can only template out benefits of a product. They have no idea who you are. They have no idea your journey, right? And so this is why it's so critical to take things one step further. I'm not knocking swipe files and templates. I'm knocking using them and saying that you're done after that, just copying and pasting them. And it's not your fault. Nobody's ever talked about this. I've been writing copy for 4 years. And I've never seen anybody talk about how to take a swipe file and a template and massage it and make it your own. It's getting lost. That is not something that people are talking about. And so this is what I really, really want to hammer in and bring home for you is that it's not just showing up in an inbox. It's showing up in an inbox with your message. People buy from people. You are selling your program, your course, your mastermind, and people are buying from you. They're not buying the object. They're buying you. And so it is critical that we learn how to infuse our personality with copy, into copy. It's critical that when we show up in somebody's inbox, they know it's you. That is what's going to really grow your email marketing game. That's what's going to take you from, yes, sometimes I send out emails and sometimes I make money and sometimes I don't and it's inconsistent and I hate doing it, to understanding the value of an email list and having primed, loyal buyers ready to say yes to whatever you launch to your list because they know you. They know you. They get you. They know your message. They know how you're going to approach things. They know your story. It's critical that we're showing up in this way in our inboxes. So that's what I want to leave you with. This is why when you hear people talking about stories sell and make sure that you're being yourself in marketing. This is why. Nobody's coming out and saying it, but I'll tell you, this is why. People buy from people. And it's even more important that you are showing up in your messaging and in your personality in email, because it is a personal way to come at somebody. When we are in Facebook or Instagram, that, first of all, you have images that accompany it. So it makes it already, there's an easier barrier, right? You know who that person is because you're seeing their picture, you're getting a little bit of a sense of them. But also, it's a blanket thing. You know, you're just putting it out there. When it's an email, it feels more personal. It's showing up right in their inbox. So it's even more critical that we have this personality bent in our copy when we're talking about emails. So that's what I want to leave you with. I hope that it is helpful. I hope that you take this as a sign, as a message to start infusing your personality and your uniqueness into your emails, no matter what things you're using in your email already. Swipe files, templates, all that, that's fine. But make sure that you are adding you. Make sure that your readers know who you are. If you want help with that, I am hosting a masterclass on August 13th called Writing Between the Lines, and we're going to go through the exact process that I use to take a template from delete to buy now. You can find that at brittanybailey.com/masterclass. I hope you're having an awesome day whenever you're listening to this, and we'll talk soon. Thanks for hanging out with me on this episode of Your Intentional Life. If you liked what you heard, please leave a review and rating wherever you're listening to this. To learn more about all the ways I can support you in your intentional life, head over to brittanybailey.com.